that's being presented as a friendly amendment that's come in from Tim. If you're on the line, perhaps I can ask you to just... I can read the amendment for you. That's probably simpler, and then ask you to just talk to us about it briefly. Is that okay, you on?
Yes, that's okay with Tim, except he's out of the room right at the moment. So this is Chuck. I will pick up from there if that's okay. I can't ask Tim's permission at the moment.
Okay.
Did everyone there, Stefan, receive the proposed two amendments?
Yes, we have received them and we've discussed them. So, you know, we're ready to go on with the discussion, Chuck.
Okay. My suggestion is that we go ahead and do the discussion now.
Good.
At 1 minute, I assume it's best to do one amendment at a time.
Yeah. So let me just read those amendments and then pick that up. The first amendment is strike the definition for relationship between VI and CO in the charter. Perhaps we can put that up. I don't know if while you're doing that, Marika, I'll read the second one, just so that we know what definition, that people know what definition that is referring to. And then the second amendment being proposed is resolve further that the change, motion to resolve further that the working group is directed to develop a version of Objective 5 and to recommend it to the Council within 3 weeks for either A, Council approval of the working group recommended Objective 5, or B, Council vote on which version of Objective 5 as reflected in the draft charter of March 10, 2010 should apply. Have you got those that definition up? And then we'll go straight to Chuck. Chuck, please.
Would you please? Can you please put them in the Adobe Connect?
We're doing that now, Jamie.
Okay. Are you ready for me, Stefan?
Yes, we are, Chuck. Please go ahead.
Okay. The First Amendment, which is the one I assume we're talking about now, is to remove the last working definition. And the reason for that, it is a policy statement, not a definition. And it's the task of the working group to develop policy recommendations. The working group could, in fact, come back and make a recommendation that says this as a policy statement, but to even be in the charter, whether it's a definition or not, is making a policy statement, and that should not be in the charter. That should be a possible outcome of the work of the working group once they do their work. Does that make sense?
Sorry, I was... any further discussion on this? Right. So, on the First Amendment, and then Wendy, please go ahead.
Yes, I see the definitions here operating as a set of interlocking definitions, and if we're going to strike one of them, I would suggest we leave all of the terms for more accurate definition by the working group.
Thanks, Wendy. Any further comments?
Stefan, sorry, I didn't go back to my computer to take down my hand, but I'll jump in again. I don't think we have any objection with that.
Okay. So I'm going to accept this First Amendment as friendly and turn to Mary to find out if she does too.
Before I do so, if I may, Chuck, to go back to what you said as follow-up to Wendy, would there be... instead of this, or in addition to what's now on the table, a possible further amendment simply to say to strike all the definitions?
would be fine, Mary. So in other words, this amendment could be on the table from Tim, be put aside, and we replace it with an amendment to remove all the definitions at this time.
Is Tim in the room?
Yeah, and the understanding is that, yes, he is. He's back. He'll come up while I'm talking here, I think.
We need to...
So the understanding would be that, obviously, a working group's going to need to understand the terms that they're working on. So the understanding is that the working group would continue to work on those definitions.
Yeah, and that was a footnote, actually, in the charter itself. The drafting team had identified that as an issue and advised that more work needed to be done on the definitions. It was agreed that some of the members of the drafting team wanted to see definitions in there, so that's why we kept them in, with the understanding that more work would be needed on those. But if an amendment is... So am I to understand that Tim is withdrawing the First Amendment?
Oh, my God. No, I don't believe... being proposed to modify it to strike all definitions.
Okay, so that would read, Tim, just to make sure that we're all on the same page, that would read, strike all definitions.
Right.
Okay, Mary, you want to... Sorry.
All right. I'm not the sole owner of this, though, so, no.
You made the... Okay, so you made the amendment, and you're making that amendment. Mary, you want to...
Stefan, I'm not sure what the rules or the process is, or Chuck, I'm not. As a seconder of the original motion, is it permissible for me now to offer a proposed friendly amendment on this point?
I just want to express my personal appreciation for making this process just a little bit more complicated.
You're very welcome.
I think it was a bit too simple. I'm glad this is happening for a baptism of fire chairing the GNSO council meeting. I'm having fun.
That was the plan.
Thank you very much. Well, by all means, propose away.
So the proposal would be with respect to striking just that one definition, which I believe relates to the relationship between vertical integration and cross-ownership, that if that be struck, a sentence be added to that section directing the working group forthwith to, as one of their tasks, determine the relationship between VI and CO, or something to that effect.
Do you have exact wording, or do you need 5 minutes?
Now you're putting me on the spot. I am happy to try and come up with some appropriate language in the next 30 seconds, but I think before I do so, I'd like to know if that's something that would be acceptable.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Tim, Chuck, do you have any comments to that?
Yes, this is Tim. I guess I don't understand the need for it. I mean, this is the... You know, a vertical integration PDP based on the objectives. I don't know if this really clarifies anything or just serves to kind of limit the working group.
Okay, can I just give a registrar position here? I do agree with what Tim's saying. And the registrar perspective is that we'd rather at this point go with Tim's proposed friendly amendment. Any further? Mary, please.
I'm sorry. I guess just for the information of everyone else in the room, it's some of the NCSG members who have worked on this issue and who are interested in this issue, I believe I'm being accurate by saying that this question of a relationship, whatever that is and whether one exists, between vertical integration, however that is defined, and cross-ownership, however that is defined, is in fact one of the issues that the PDP ought to resolve.
So what about going with Tim's friendly amendment, but maybe adding that the working group is directed to work on the definitions?
You know, here's my problem about all of this, really, that the definitions are the end result of the policy development process, defining what vertical integration is, what cross-ownership is. Not that I agree we needed this, but if we're going down that road, that's what this is all about. So why are we trying to set it up with definitions beforehand when that's what the working group is supposed to be coming up with? Do we need to say that? It's the PDP that's going to develop policy on all these issues, cross-ownership, vertical integration, et cetera. I don't think we need to say that. The objectives cover it. Definitions are really meaningless. You know, let's just drop the definition and accept the friendly amendment to the motion and get on with this.
Okay. I'm actually going to try and cut this short. I just want, before I do so, to read two comments that I see on the chat from J. Scott Evans, who was on the drafting team. But they've just disappeared, so I'm not going to be able to read them now. Where are they? There we are. J. Scott says, I was on the drafting team, and I believe that all definitions should be removed. The definitions... Sorry, bear with me for just a minute. The definition should come from ICANN's attorneys, since they are the ones that have drafted agreements and built a scheme based on their understanding of the terms. Maybe I can just read Avery's comment then. Avery's just made, she was on the drafting team as well. Removing the definitions means the working, there's a word missing there, needs to repeat the work of the DT, yet another schedule buster. With that in mind, we have a friendly amendment that's being proposed. The friendly amendment is strike all definitions. I accept that as friendly. Mary, do you?
I'm afraid that I do not.
In that case, we will need to vote on that friendly amendment. On that amendment that is not friendly, sorry. Glenn, can we go ahead and vote on that, please? And, yes, we'll make that a roll call vote, please, if possible. And if everyone agrees with that.
Refik Demick.
No.
Christina Rosette.
If a yes vote is to strike all definitions, then I'm voting yes.
Sorry, Christina, let me clarify. The amendment has not been accepted as friendly, so we are voting on whether we accept the amendment or not. If you say yes, you are in favor. If you say no, you are against the amendment.
Okay, I am in favor.
Debbie Hughes?
No.
Edmund Chan.
Yes.
David Taylor.
Yes.
Tim Ruiz.
Yes.
Jamie Wagner.
No.
Chuck Gomes.
Yes.
Olga Cavilli.
No.
Stefan van Gelder.
Yes.
Zaid Jamil.
Yes. Yes.
Adrian Kinderis is absent. Mike Rodenbach.
Yes.
Bill Drake.
No.
Terry Davis is absent. Wendy Salsa. Mary Wong.
No.
Caroline Greer?
Yes.
Wolf Ulrich Knoben?
No.
Rosemary Sinclair is absent. Have I mentioned all the councillors' names? Have you all voted?
So let's give Glenn 5 seconds to tally up the totals. Okay, while Glenn's working that out, I suggest we go ahead with the Second Amendment, which I also accept as friendly, and open up discussion on that and ask whether Mary accepts it as friendly, first of all.
On this one, I would accept as friendly.
Does anyone want to comment? Okay, so... this amendment is accepted as friendly. We'll just wait for the... Yeah.
The contracted party house, there were 5 yes, 1 no, and 1 person, 2 people were absent. Sorry, there's a mistake there. The contracted party house.
Glenn, this is Chuck.
Yes.
Was there... Who was the no vote in the contracted party house?
I had done... Sorry, Chuck, that's where the mistake came. There's no vote. They were all yes. And 2 people did not vote, Adrian Kinderis and Terry Davis. In the contracted party house... There were 8 no votes. The non-contracted party house, sorry. Eight no votes, and there were 4 yes votes. And Rosemary Sinclair did not vote.
So what's that total?
7 yes. 4 yes and 5 yes votes. And it must be a simple majority.
Sorry?
It must be a simple majority.
Stefan, this is Chuck. I think we can conclude then that the... amendment to the amendment didn't pass because
no.
It requires a simple majority of each house to pass. I would suggest that we go back to the original amendment because it's my understanding that we agreed to the broader amendment to delete all definitions in lieu of deleting just the one definition that is a policy statement. So I would like to suggest that we consider that amendment as originally worded, which is to delete the last working definition that is a policy statement instead of a definition.
That's fine with me, can you let me just summarize, because you weren't coming across perfectly clearly for some people. Chuck is it appears we're just finalizing the count now, but we, Glenn and myself, and you know, have the same conclusion that Chuck does, that the amendment did not pass. So Chuck is suggesting we go back to the earlier version, which seemed to have maybe more support, which was strike the definition for relationship between VI and CO, not strike all definitions, just to try and move ahead with this. Does anyone want here on the council want to comment to that before I say whether I accept this as friendly or not? In that case, I do accept this as friendly. Mary, do you?
So just so I'm clear, it is simply to strike the relationship definition, but without the additional sentence that my amendment to the amendment to the amendment proposed.
Can someone get me a gun?
Or are you just happy to see me?
I don't quite know how to respond to that. You've stumped me or gobsmacked me. We're gone then. You want to add a further change to this amendment, is that correct? Is that what I understand?
Yes. And to the effect that that the working group shall examine as one of its first tasks the relationship, if any, between VI and CO with the view towards adopting that as a working definition.
And when you mentioned this the last time, I seem to recall that Tim was not in favor of this. Guys in Reston, can we have your comments on this?
This is Tim. I don't accept that as friendly. Is that what you need to know?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so if Tim doesn't, I don't, obviously. So we need to vote on this. So can we just vote on this one, please? Yeah, let's get, just before we vote, Glenn, let's get the wording up. We have, who's handling that?
Stefan, hold on a second. Maybe there's still room for a compromise here, if you'll just hold on a minute.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. How much time do you need, Chuck? Just to know, you know, if we need to break again.
One minute.
Sorry?
60 seconds.
Okay.
60 seconds.
Can someone put Jack Bauer's clock up on the wall?
We'd like to propose something different for Mary that I would consider friendly.
Go ahead,
Tim. That we make what Mary is proposing there actually Objective 7, let it be worded to say, working group shall examine relationship, if any, between vertical integration and cross-ownership.
I see noddings in favor.
I'm sure everyone will be very grateful and thankful because, in fact, I do accept that as a friendly.
Well, hang on. No one's asked me yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we jump the gun?
Okay, good. So can we have that on... I'm not even picking that up. Can we have that on... yeah, that's up there on the text. So we have... the amendment is Objective 7... Working group shall examine relationship, if any, between VI and CO.
And actually, the amendment, Stefan, would be to remove the definition of relationship between VI and CO and add objective 7 as stated there on the screen.
Can you see what's going up on the screen now, Tim?
Yes.
Is that what you want?
Yes.
Fine. Mary, are you okay with that?
Yes.
Good. Okay, so I approve that as well. We have, we can proceed to the main vote. So, would anyone be opposed to this being a voice vote? Do people want us to update the charter, or are we okay to vote on the motion and get this done? Okay, can you put the motion up, please? Glenn, please call a vote as soon as the motion is up. Thank you.
Thank you, Stefan. All those who are in favor of the motion, please say A.
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 A. Yes.
All those who are not in favor of the motion, please say nay.
Was there a nay?
Does anyone want to abstain? So the motion passes unanimously by all councillors that are present at the meeting. Those absent are Adrian Kindris, Rosemary Sinclair, and Terry Davis.
Well, Objective 7 is in the charter. Okay.
Resolved further that. Is it down there?
Why do we do that?
Good. So we're all okay. We have. This has passed. That's a great relief, I'm sure. And. The working group now has a charter, is able to start its work. It has a meeting starting immediately after this one, a working lunch. I forget where it is, but I'm sure Glenn will tell us, starting at 12:30. I want to get to the open mic as soon as possible, but before I do, there's just the issue of the council liaison for the working group and who that might be. Chuck, you want to say something?
Well, the first thing I want to say has to do with the formation of the working group. We should send out a message to the council list to be for them to dispute a request for membership in that working group so that everybody has a chance to join who wants to. We shouldn't just assume that the drafting team is going to be the work. That's the first thing I want to say. In other words, I think it's... meeting that's going to follow will be open to anyone who wants to attend, even if they want to just decide whether or not they're going to join the working group. As everyone knows, our working groups are open as long as you abide by the principles. Secondly, with regard to liaison for this working group, Stefan, I know you've been involved in this process, and I think my perception, relatively neutral on this issue. Would you be willing to serve as liaison if the council approves that?
Yes.
So I guess the next thing to take Stefan off the spot here, is there anybody that is opposed to Stefan being the liaison to that working group. Hearing no one, I think you're it, and the meeting is turned over back to you.
Thanks very much, Chuck, and thanks for those points of clarification which I should have made. Indeed, the meeting now is preliminary and it is open to everybody. Anyone who is interested in joining this working group, please do so. There was a question about whether we keep the same mailing list that we used for the drafting team. That may be something that we want to do. It may be simpler just to do it that way. But we'll look at that further. Let me now turn it over to the open mic. We have 20 minutes left in this meeting. We've done well with keeping to schedule. I want to thank everybody for that. And let's ask people if... I see Avery's rushing to the mic, so, you know, just be careful,
Avery. Stefan, this is Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck.
Margie had her hand raised, I believe.
Yes, I actually had an answer to Christina's question earlier. I mean, it's kind of off topic, but...
Yeah, I was going to get to you, actually, Margie, but I wanted to just get some...
Okay.
But if you want to give that answer now, that's fine.
Sure, yeah. We checked with the general counsel's office, and he indicated that the list of individuals will be posted in the minutes of the board meeting that will be approved on Friday. So you'll know the details on Friday.
Thanks very much. Christina, is that helpful? Well, we'll have to think that it
is.
Yes,
thanks.
Great. Avery.
Hello. My name is Avery Doria. I was a member of the drafting team that came up with the charter that you all worked on. I wanted to thank you very much for all the work you did to bring it through. And I especially want to thank the council for probably the best comedy moment I have ever experienced at ICANN.
God, I hope you're not referring to Mary and my little conversation. But anyway, thanks for that, Avery. Any further comments, questions? Any other comments? Speak now or forever be silent.
Paul Foody, I don't know if this is the right time to mention this, but you said any other comments. Back in Mexico, as part of the RAA agreement, there was going to be a registrant rights charter drafted. I was just wondering, where can I find that?
I think I can answer that. The working group has developed a registrant rights charter, and it should be posted on the wiki for our working group. I guess I can... Glenn, maybe you want to send it around?
I'll send it around.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Chuck, you have your hand raised.
I do, Stefan, and I want to especially thank you for taking all the heat today and for being a key player in the joke. Now, you've done a very nice job, and I appreciate you taking the leadership, and I think you were tested by fire, and you did well. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chuck, and thank you to everybody. If there are no further comments, I will now go to bed. Thanks. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. And I've just been told the VI meeting is in the Impala room for anybody that is interested in that.